T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So important defensively. He is Steph Curry's security blanket on the offensive end. He is a playmaker that gets guys easy shots. I mean, this homestand is a 7-game homestand, and you're thinking, hey, maybe do some damage on this homestand.
Yeah.
6-7. I think they'll take 4-3 right now.
And I'll say this, partner, happy payday. You probably didn't know it was payday. Playoff Eve, Packers, Niners. But I got to say this. I'm so with you about Draymond Steinie, and I used to fight you left and right about just how valuable he was and initiating the offense like Dibs just talked about. But there's a trend that's been around the Golden State Warriors, and I've ignored it the last couple of years, Steinie, even with Dre on the court. Last night it bit him in the ass. That's turnovers. There's too many turnovers. And I'm asking you, the basketball aficionado, one, how do you fix it? And two, what's driving me crazy, Steinie, I'm not panicked, I'm passionate, is even if Dre, let's just say he was on the court, would Wiggins be going through what I think he's going through? And I know they'll get it rectified. And Jordan Poole, because to me, moving forward, Steinie, if you lose to that version of the Pacers, the Bulls come in here looking like the Phoenix Suns. Like, that's feasible for them to come give you that work tonight after losing to that team. And every opportunity they had that you thought, okay, here we go, Warriors going to bring this home, they just couldn't do it, Steinie. And I'm gonna end it with this. I'm no coach. Used to coach CYO. Shout out Eddie House. But Jonathan Kuminga, he didn't have the best game. He's young. But I would have liked to see him finish that game, Steinie. Even if you didn't win, you would give him some of that experience of, can we call it high leverage, you know, game on a national televised game. And I guess I was a little disappointed that he didn't get any run in the end.
First of all, it's they play the Rockets tonight. They got a good shot
Bulls.
Of winning. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Kuminga, I mean, to me, like I'm looking at last night's game, and first of all, the foul, the non-foul. Oh. Okay, two things happened. First of all, Juan Toscano-Anderson messed that play up because he had to go for a steal when you didn't want to go for a steal. All you wanted to do there, even if Kerr says don't foul, which he admitted – he doesn't even know why he didn't foul there, but okay, he didn't. Okay, so what do you have to do there? You have to not let him get a three. Well, Juan Toscano-Anderson goes for a steal on the inbounds, gets compromised right off the bat, and Steph Curry sees a ball there that, okay, turns his head, and now they got Holiday taking a three. So you got one guy making a mistake by gambling at the wrong time. You got another guy making a mistake, your best player, turning his head and losing one of the only shooters that team has. And so, you know, you're supposed to be a championship team, but you're not even executing down the stretch. And listen, people can tell they're going to make shot. We're over halfway through the season. All right.
Yes, we are.
And Curry's not shooting well, and Poole's not shooting well, and Klay Thompson's not shooting well. And you want to know what I'm worried about? I'm worried
Give
that we're seeing that Klay Thompson, his return, or his it's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take he's going to be a better player next year than right now. And the fact of the matter is right now, and listen, Klay Thompson's a Hall of Fame player. He's a great player.
That's already done.
One of the great. Right. He's hurting them right now. he's hurting them in a big way. He's taking the most shots. He's missing the most shots. Defensively, I'm not, you know, like, I guess he's been okay defensively, but there hasn't been one game where you see, oh, look at Clay. He's kind of shutting down that number one again. He doesn't get to the line, so he's not being efficient when he's not making shots. He doesn't rebound, and he's not a huge playmaker. So he has. If Clay Thompson's not making shots, I mean, like, I'm sick of talking about Kuminga and JTA and Gary Payton II. The reason this team's struggling right now is because their best players are not playing well.
Wow, Stoney, that's heavy. And I'll say this, because you haven't made a judgment on what you want to happen. And, you know, like you said, Clay has earned this to come and start right back. We love it. But you are right, Stoney. There are two scoreboards in this instance. And when I watch the Warriors, we're happy for Clay, and then it's the residual of how it's affecting everybody else. But what I'm getting a little nervous in is I thought it would be a week, Stoney. I thought it'd be 2 weeks. But when you say a lot, and then we got to hit the reset button when Dre comes back, if his injury isn't too serious. So my question to you, Stoney, is he's earned this. I don't know if Kerr and Myers and company thought it would be what it is through umpteen games, but what's the alternative? And that's why I wasn't saying him coming off the bench right now, since he's not playing 30 minutes, is a demerit. No, not at all. But Jordan Poole's special, Stoney, and he's special in regard to when he's hot, he can put the ball in the hole. He knows what he wants to do, and it seems like him and Wiggins simultaneously are thrown off. I get it, but I'm not too sure that it's coming right back. So when you say or emphasize a lot, that's what has me a little nervous, Stoney. Like, when is that going to happen, especially since we don't know when Trey's coming back?
Of all the Warrior players, the one guy I would actually worry about asking to go to the bench would be Klay Thompson. I do not want Klay Thompson to go to the bench. I do not want to ask Klay Thompson to go to the bench. And I certainly don't want to appease Wiggins and particularly Jordan Poole. Hey, Jordan Poole, you're playing with Steph Curry and you're playing with Klay Thompson. Come off the bench and do your job. Plain and simple. Like, he hasn't done enough to think he's earned the right to be a starting two in this league. He's shooting the ball terribly. And what does Jordan Poole do? Well, how does he help you if he's not shooting well? See, that's the problem. So, like, right now, as it relates to Klay Thompson and Jordan Poole, if they're not making threes, how are they helping you? They're not creating. They're not rebounding. They're not defending great. So, you know, Jordan Poole, he's the one who's got to figure it out. I don't think Klay would respond well to coming off the bench. I don't.
And I'll tell you what, I like that. And Stoney, what about Wiggins? You know, I'm not saying everybody has a bad game regardless of who's out there, but he had 15 shot attempts last night, so you got to make the best of that. But, I mean, again, Curry had a chance to be a hero, Stoney. I'm not doubting the chef because I love him. But there was a sequence where he came and took almost a 40-footer right past half court, and I'm just like,
was he open, though? He's just missing open shots, right?
You got me there. But, yeah, I can't believe they lost that game, partner. I really can't.
I actually can't either. I thought at about eight different times they were going to win that game. You know,
he's a baller.
I think Wiggins is going to be fine. Like, to me, what Wiggins is going through right now should have been expected. And the bottom, I mean, look, Klay is taking a ton of shots. He's turned into a ball stopper. See, that's the other thing about Klay Thompson. He's a shooter. We all know that. But he's a catch-and-shoot shooter. He moves without the ball, catches, shoot. Move without the ball, one dribble, shoot. He's dribbling. He's creating on his own. And he's getting his shot off, but they're not going in. Bottom line is, I think he has the ball in his hands way too much.
Wow,
and Wiggins has only been there, he's only been here 2 years. Klay's a legend around here.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to do? We've got to wait for Klay to settle in, plain and simple. I think, if you're the Golden State Warriors.
We're not mind readers. I know how you feel. You know how we I feel. And I love Clay. Do you think the Warrior brass or even players may be a bit perplexed as to a lot of dribbling and a lot of shot attempts? Or do you think this is status quo and they put this in the equation when Clay came back? Because something's eating at me, Stani. And again, I love Clay, but I don't think they thought it would be to this degree, the volume of shots.
And you know what? Clay can be defiant.
What did he say when Durant was coming? I ain't changing my game.
Well,
and
he also said, I don't care if I miss 100, I'm going to keep shooting. And, like, that's the thing. That's the thing we love about Clay.
Love you, Clay. Yeah.
But you keep throwing up 6-for-17s, and guess what? This team's going to start racking up the losses. I mean, he's just got to be a little bit smarter. Look, he hasn't played in 2 years. He's obviously trying to go back and come back and show everybody he's got everything that he had before. I just think that's going to take time. And right now, he's not the player he was, and a big part of it's just because he's not shooting well. But none of them are shooting well, and that's my biggest issue is...
No, you're right.
People can say till they're blue in the face, they're just missing open shots. Okay, well, guess what? You miss open shots in the playoffs, you're going to get beat. So I don't think they're all open shots. I think the Warriors' shot selection in general has been worse than years past. That includes Curry in a big way. I think he's taken tougher shots this year. And Jordan Poole, he's never shown that he can be a 40% shooter from three-point range. So until I see differently, he's a 33 to 35% shooter. I mean, what you can't have is Clay shooting 30%, and he's going to pick that up. But there's been a ton of 9-for-42s this year, which is what they shot from the three-point line.
Now, you are right, and that's true. And let me put another rat on the table, Stani, or the first one of the show. What we can't put at Klay Thompson's doorstep or try to equate to him coming back, and I brought it up earlier, and I just want your thoughts, this turnover problem. Like, what's going on? Do you think that is it suffocating defense, ball pressure, or just lackadaisical, but it's happening more now than it's biting them in the tail now than to me it has in the past, and maybe because they haven't been playing playoff basketball the last 2 years. But you just mentioned one thing, Stani. You said we're past the halfway point, and I just want to share with Dub Nation what has me a little nervous. We're always kicking the can down the road, waiting on somebody. The bus is at a different bus stop every time, every month, every week, waiting on something. We finally get Clay back, and Dre goes out. I come on and tell you, hey, I'm a little nervous about the calf. Now it's a disc. So there is no for sure, Stani, that they're going to get this continuity in 2 or 3 weeks. So now I'm looking like, when is that day going to come where we say, you know what? And Wiseman's back. They're whole. That's what I'm getting. The trepidation in my voice is starting to, you know, it's starting to take over a little bit because I'm getting nervous by playoff time. That's April. Who's to say that still ain't, those aren't question marks?
They might be. But the team's getting older. This is what happens. Clay's coming off 2 years of injury. He's 30 plus. Draymond's 30 plus, and he's had to play bigger guys his entire career.
Curry played 44 minutes, Stani.
That's crazy. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what that is at this point. But you're right about the turnovers.
Wins.
Right now, the Warriors are second to last in turnovers. They average 15 a game.
Man.
So they're
not the best free throw shooting team either, Stani.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.